Story 4. Sentinel of Eternity.
In the late summer of 1996, we enter the Mare Crisium, the Sea of Crisis. One of the finest plains on the moon, surrounded by magnificent mountains, which had never been explored before. I was the geologist-selenologist in charge of a large expedition with all the necessary equipment. Two heavy vehicles carrying goods, three small rockets for short-distance transport over mountainous regions, and powerful caterpillar tractors which could take us on the flat areas. We had been exploring the southern region of the Mare Crisium for a week. A long time ago, there was a deep, tideless ocean in this area, and at the time when life was beginning on Earth, everything was already dying on the Moon. The frost one could sometimes find in caves was the only trace of moisture. The exploration of the Moon wasn't particularly exciting. However, we could get an idea of the ancient splendour of that vanished sea. Incredible mountains, capes and promontories, valleys, and a vast delta where some ancient rivers used to flow into the ocean. The day on the moon lasts a week, but we kept Earth time aboard the pressurised tractor we use for exploration. When we went to bed at 10 p.m. Earth time, the sun was still shining, and 8 hours later we were woken by the smell of frying sausages, the buzz of electric razors, and the sound of the radio. Everything seemed very normal and familiar, apart from the feeling of lower weight caused by the absence of gravity. I remember perfectly. I was preparing breakfast in the main cabin, listening to an old Welsh melody. The driver was outside in his spacesuit, inspecting our caterpillar treads, and my assistant, Lewis Garnett, was writing some notes on the log, when I looked at the steep mountain all around, and suddenly my eye was caught by a metallic flashing light on the ridge of the promontory 30 miles to the west. At first I thought the iridescence was due to the rock's surface catching the sunlight and sending it straight back into my eyes. I wondered what kind of rock could be shining so brightly up there. So I looked through our 4-inch telescope round to the west. What I saw was exciting. Whatever was catching the sunlight was too small to be seen clearly, and the mountain was curiously flat. But my thoughts were interrupted by a smell of burning coming from the sausages.